This is the first year many farmers have grown hemp now that it's legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. In addition to the normal challenges of farming, hemp growers have had to deal with a different kind of problem, theft. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin reports on a hemp heist in Illinois.
DeMarcus Medley's four-acre farm sits on a busy street in Galesburg, Illinois. His is a small boutique-style farm, and he welcomes me into his greenhouse, where he grows food using aquaponics, a system where fish provide the nutrients to grow food.
These are our fish tanks. We raise goldfish and koi fish right now.
He grows mostly leafy greens and lettuces, but this year for the first time, he grew hemp.
Well, this is where we planted the hemp.
Just outside the greenhouse, he points to a snow-covered, desolate patch of what looks like twigs sticking out of the ground. Although it was his first year, Medley says the hemp growing was going pretty well, with the exception of a few bugs.
Yeah, as soon as he put it in the ground, it was just like, it just grew like crazy.
But as the hemp crop got closer to harvesting, Medley and his farmhand, Steve Sperry, started to notice some of the plants were disappearing.
We thought it was a deer at first, because they were just taking tops.
Yeah.
They were losing so much crop that they finally decided to install a camera. The footage showed people, not deer, sneaking onto the property in the middle of the night and stealing the plants.
So if you look, it's a path. And my neighbor's gate goes right there, and they were coming in from there, definitely.
Medley's best guess? The thieves thought they were stealing marijuana, hemp's cousin plant.
You know, even if it is hemp, whoever took it probably thought that they could get high or they could make some money off it.
Medley and Sperry had to call an emergency harvest. In the course of 24 hours, they did what normally would have taken days.
It was just kind of like, we got to get it done or somebody's going to steal it. Because they're definitely going to come back to get some more.
According to the police report, they lost about $25,000 worth of hemp.
It's unfortunate. I hate to see it. The saddest part, or the most ridiculous part maybe, is that people are typically stealing this because they think it's marijuana, and it's not.
Jeff Cox is the Bureau Chief of Medicinal Plants at the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He says his department doesn't know how much hemp has been stolen this year. They don't keep track of it. But he says they have received a lot of calls about it. His best solution so far? Better signage.
We can put signs up to say this is industrial hemp, this is not marijuana.
Cox says the Department of Agriculture is also working on getting local law enforcement involved.
Russ Idle, I'm the Chief of Police for the Galesburg Police Department.
Idle's department handled DeMarcus Medley's case. He says they investigated a few suspects, but weren't able to find any concrete evidence.
At this point, our best guess is most likely, since the product really is unusable as a drug, it was probably, once they figured it out, they just got rid of it.
He says while this is the first case of hemp theft his station has had to deal with, they're starting to ramp up patrols.
We are aware of where the different hemp farms are, and we'll be wanting to kind of keep an eye on them and be on the lookout for people that don't look like they belong.
Is that something that you do for other farms?
Not really, but again, I think that this particular crop has a potential for theft or damage that maybe others don't.
DeMarcus Medley says he appreciates these efforts, but he says it should be up to hemp farmers to protect their own crop.
You're going to have to secure it, and you're going to probably have to accept loss if you don't.
Medley does plan to grow hemp again this year, but with added security, including motion sensor lights, fences, and cameras. And if that's not enough, he says his two Rottweilers should do the trick. Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.